The Separatists. The Trade Federation. Order 66. The Clone Wars. Star Wars has very traditionally been a battle between good and evil. In the original trilogy of films, this conflict was very clear in nature and easily understood. However, as we delved into the years prior to the events of the original trilogy, things began to look a little murkier. Many viewers, especially younger ones, were left confused by the events of the Clone Wars, involving the Galactic Senate, a trade blockade, political maneuvering, and betrayal. This short video couldn't possibly discuss the entire history of the 3-year conflict, but I hope by the end of it you'll have a clear understanding of the various machinations involved in the war. To begin with, let us discuss the Trade Federation. Around 100 years before the start of the Clone Wars, the Outer Rim territories of the galaxy were plagued with rampant piracy and crime. In an effort to help alleviate the problem, the Galactic Senate declared that the Outer Rim territories were now free trade zones, meaning no taxes would be placed on goods traded in the Outer Rim. Additionally, various corporations and guilds were given the right to be a part of the Senate, most notably the Trade Federation. Rather than promoting smaller companies and startups to increase trade in the Outer Rim, the Trade Federation developed a near monopoly. This led to them controlling a sizable portion of the Senate, due to their stranglehold on numerous systems. Many praised the Federation for wiping out piracy in the Outer Rim, while many others criticized them for their corruption and monopoly, particularly when it came to the Senate. Various groups rose to oppose the Federation, and amidst this turmoil, a senator from Naboo, Sheev Palpatine, would begin manipulating the Republic. Palpatine was secretly a Dark Lord of the Sith, Darth Sidious, and publicly he emerged as a vocal opponent of the Trade Federation. Privately, however, he began working with the Federation in the guise of increasing their power. Palpatine secretly orchestrated a war in the Outer Rim, with the Federation providing aid to a group of pirates who began attacking the Republic. This was done in order for the Federation to ask for the ability to increase the size of their droid army, in the sake of self-defense. This eventually led to Palpatine encouraging the Supreme Chancellor of the Republic to reinstate the taxation on the Outer Rim, in order to reduce the Federation's power. The taxation was re-implemented, but the Federation was allowed as large an army of droids as they wished, to protect themselves. Palpatine then went to the Federation and convinced them to oppose the new taxes by blockading Palpatine's homeworld of Naboo. The blockade commenced with Federation ships surrounding the planet, demanding the new regulations be removed or else Naboo would starve. This event put Palpatine even more in the spotlight as both an opponent of the Federation as well as being the senator of Naboo. The ordeal made the Supreme Chancellor look weak, as the alien Republic did not want to go to war with the growing Federation. In an attempt to settle things peacefully, the Chancellor appealed to the Jedi for assistance, but broke protocol by not informing the Senate of his appeal. The Jedi Order dispatched 2 Jedi, Qui-Gon Jinn and Obi-Wan Kenobi, to meet with the leader of the Federation and negotiate a peaceful resolution. The Jedi spooked the Viceroy of the Federation, who contacted Sidious on what to do. Sidious ordered them to kill the Jedi and forcefully invade Naboo with their droid army. The Jedi managed to escape the ship, but with their own ship destroyed, they were forced to land on Naboo. The invasion began with the droids cutting off contact between cities, as well as destroying communication transmitters to keep the invasion a secret. The Jedi managed to make their way to the capital city, where they helped free the Queen of the Naboo, Padme Amidala. Amidala needed to go to the Senate in Coruscant to inform them of the invasion and plead for assistance. During their escape, the hyperdrive of the ship was damaged, and the group decided to land on the desert planet of Tatooine to find a replacement. Here they found Anakin Skywalker, who would be taken along to begin his Jedi training in the Order. Darth Sidious, furious that the Queen escaped the blockade and that the Jedi were still alive, sent his apprentice Darth Maul to find and kill them. Maul managed to track their ship to Tatooine and commenced a brief duel with Qui-Gon, revealing the Sith to the Jedi after nearly 1,000 years of hiding. They managed to flee from Maul and flew back to Coruscant, with the Jedi going to speak to the Jedi Council, and Amidala to speak to the Senate. Qui-Gon and Kenobi were ordered to return to Naboo to investigate the possibility of the Sith actually returning. In the Senate, Amidala expressed her claims of the Trade Federation invading Naboo, but was only rebuked by the representative of the Federation for having no proof. The corruption in the Senate shocked the Queen, and with Palpatine's convincing, she moved for a vote of no confidence in the Supreme Chancellor. The response was enthusiastic by the senators, and Palpatine was seen as one of the strongest nominees for the new Supreme Chancellor, a key part of Darth Sidious's plans for the return of the Sith. Amidala returned to Naboo with the Jedi, where the battle commenced with the droid army of the Federation facing off against the native Gungan army and the remnants of the Naboo militia. The Federation ended up losing the war, but Qui-Gon Jinn was killed during a fight against Darth Maul. Anakin would enter the Jedi Order to be trained by Obi-Wan, and Palpatine was made Supreme Chancellor of the Republic. Palpatine went on to lead for 8 years, and would take on Count Dooku as his new apprentice, a former member of the Jedi Order who was disillusioned with the Republic. Enter the Separatists. Officially known as the Confederacy of Independent Systems, the Separatists were led by Dooku in an effort to break away from the failing Republic and operate without government intervention. This crisis allowed Palpatine to continue to act as Supreme Chancellor until its resolution. Thus, Palpatine would also continue to play both sides, with himself leading the Republic and his apprentice leading the Separatists. During the negotiation period of the crisis, the Separatists would begin to build a droid army, and the Republic was secretly building a clone army. The clone army was created after years of the Republic having no military, utilizing the Jedi to keep the peace. The army was actually ordered to be created by a Jedi Master, who was manipulated by Palpatine's master, Darth Plagueis. As time went on, over 6,000 worlds had joined the Separatists, and the Republic was continually humiliated. Terrorist attacks against Coruscant and the Republic were growing more frequent, including a bombing attempt on Amidala's life, now the Senator of Naboo. Amidala was sent into hiding with the protection of Anakin Skywalker, and Obi-Wan was to investigate the attacks. Obi-Wan discovered the creation of the clone army, and also the creation of the droid army. Obi-Wan managed to alert the Jedi Council before being captured by Dooku. Skywalker and Amidala went to rescue Obi-Wan, but were also both captured. Alarmed at the discovery of the droid army, the Senate voted to give Palpatine full control of the Republic, who promptly authorized the deployment of the clone army. A group of Jedi, led by Mace Windu, went to Geonosis to prevent the execution of Kenobi, Skywalker, and Amidala, and a conflict began between the Jedi and the droid army. The clone army arrived to support the Jedi, and the Clone Wars officially began. The full series of events of the Clone Wars is massive, and not necessarily the purpose of this video. Notably, Anakin Skywalker began to fall into the dark side during the Clone Wars. Growing in love with Amidala, he began to have visions of her dying during childbirth. With the eventual death of Count Dooku by Anakin's hands, Darth Sidious was looking for a new apprentice. Seeing the potential in Skywalker, Sidious seduced him to the dark side with the idea of using the dark side of the Force to save Padme's life. Finally, with the death of Mace Windu, Anakin fully succumbed to the dark side and became Darth Vader. Vader was ordered to go to the Jedi Temple on Coruscant and kill every Jedi there, including the young initiates. Afterwards, he was sent to Mustafar to kill off the Separatist Council, as well as send a deactivation signal to the droid army, incapacitating the Separatist military. At this same time, Sidious activated Order 66, a secret bit of programming built into every clone trooper. This order would cause them to immediately turn on the Jedi, purging them from the galaxy. Obi-Wan met Anakin on Mustafar, and a duel raged across the breaking planet. Vader was nearly killed, but saved by Sidious, who went on to reform the Republic into a galactic empire. The Clone Wars came to an end. I realize this video might not actually contain the information you were hoping for, as it's more about the events leading up to the Clone Wars than the wars themselves. Multiple movies and shows have been made, as well as countless books about the Clone Wars themselves, and it would be an exhaustive effort to contain it all in a single video. Instead, I decided to focus on something that more interested me, and that is the actual context for the war, and an explanation for the various political machinations in the background. Regardless, I hope this has been at least slightly interesting, and given you a better understanding of the Clone Wars.